Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
I love this tune.
You're not
Turn it up. Sing it for us.
No.
Sing it. Now you got to sing. You said
No.
Hey, Rooster.
No.
Go ahead. Drive
B was,
the Philly
B was
tonight.
Doing good.
You should drive to Philly tonight and take JP with you.
Can't make
it. Y'all get there in the second period?
Yeah, I was going to say, middle of the second period, Brian. Brian, this would surprise you. I was not only early and on time for both nights of WrestleMania, but I was multiple hours early. Multiple hours early.
Well, Chris... That kind of shows what your priorities are.
Yeah,
then,
you
dude.
Had no choice like, on that.
Clearly, WrestleMania matters more.
I mean, listen, work versus WrestleMania, you know, like WrestleMania is going to win.
Oh, hope the cluster buster ain't listening.
If WrestleMania not paying, it better not win.
All right, Chris.
Yes, how are you, boys?
You can pick the order here. I want to do some hockey, and I want to do some visit season.
Whatever you want to do. I'm good. Hockey. Let's
start
spend
with
a little
hockey.
More time on that.
What'd you think last night?
Probably the best defensive game in every which way, shape, and form that I've seen them play in a really long time, certainly this year, and I would probably venture a guess last year, even though Lindgren's had five shutouts before. Last night, you shut down and hold a Boston team to, 17 shots on goal?
16, I think.
16, whatever it was. And they had a couple of good opportunities late in the third period. Pasta had a great opportunity. Maroon had a good opportunity from the high slot. Charlie McAvoy came in screeching down the middle of the ice, had a really good opportunity. So they gave up some good chances in the third period. But they were distant enough where I think Lindgren was able to keep the traffic out from underneath or in front of him, see the puck clearly, and obviously he's playing very, very, very well. Now, can they do that tonight? My second night of back-to-back against a desperate Flyers. I hope so, too.
But it's only one game. See, that's what you got to think about it.
I know.
I understand the back-to-back, but you know what? This is a one game. You got to give everything you have tonight, and you figure out resting up for the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And
it's not like, oh, we got a back-to-back, and then we got seven games coming up in the next 10 days.
You know, Brian, you know this, obviously, as an athlete. Like, certain games you get up for a little bit more, whether you admit it or not. They have played Saturday against Tampa, and some of that was because Nick Jensen got laid out on an illegal check. That somehow wasn't called for a penalty. I still can't figure that one out.
The only call was on Tom.
Yeah, exactly. And then last night, and I hope tonight, they have played like kind of proverbially with their hair on fire. Like it truly is game seven of a series. And that's the exact mentality that they have to take in tonight. Now, we know they're not going to have Rasmus Sandin. We know they're not going to have Nick Jensen. So that we know they're already short two. McElrath did a pretty nice job last night coming up from Hershey. Iorio, guys like that. Alex Alexiev has done a nice job down the stretch here. The thing that I'm worried about tonight, guys, Beck Malenstein. And if you think
we
about it.
We had Walton on earlier, and he thinks Beck is going to be good to go.
I mean, he did make the trip, so that was favorable, but we won't officially know until later on. But that's good. You know, I was thinking about this. What's standing in the way? You guys used to have him on all the time.
Garnett
Hathaway.
I might have to go in that Flyers dressing room, depending how this game finishes.
You know, that would be unfortunate. I mean, love Garnett, but don't want the Flyers to win. Now, I mean, there's all sorts of wacky scenarios. Obviously, if the Capitals don't win in any way, I mean, obviously a win of any kind gets them in. We know that. If they don't win and they get a point, meaning they lose in overtime or a shootout, then they're going to need a lot of help from the Islanders tomorrow night who are not playing
really
for
anything
and all that. And all that so.
We're not entertaining all that. Yeah. We are a Mitchell Parker radio program, and we are a Caps win the night program. Also, I think Toby's asleep. Look at him. He was definitely asleep. Just really leaning in on Jeff's footsteps. I'm proud of him.
young Tobes has had a long last 24 hours.
Yeah, dude. It's not like I had to work a game last night and take kids to school as well. I didn't have to do anything.
Not like I didn't get up at 5 in the morning, go on the treadmill.
I'm not going to Philly to drive home, probably get home around 2 a.m.
You're not driving.
Let's get Toby
you're some
catching
extra a train
sleep.
Up and you got somebody driving your back.
Stop, I'm riding.
Stop acting like you're riding. Don't mean you have to stay up.
I'm not asleep at the wheel like Toby. He's literally asleep in his chair.
Toby don't sleep in. He just, his glasses make it look like that.
I also wanted to point out, Chris, that you were hoping the Cluster Buster wasn't listening. In fact, he is. And he texted me, that's so funny that Russell was an hour early for WrestleMania because he was late to his show on the Monday after WrestleMania and Denton had to host.
I thought he didn't know that.
Damn. Appears he does.
First of all, let's be real.
Minnesota Avenue, gotcha.
He normally listens to the shows, whether he's here or not. And people talk a lot. Have you not noticed that
Geez,
yet?
That's shocking that I wasn't able to cover that three-minute loss
but
up.
Think about this, though, Chris. We work at a radio station.
Yeah.
Do you think we don't talk a lot?
Yeah, this just in.
What makes you
everybody
think you
knows
can just
everybody's
do something
dirty
at
laundry.
A radio station and not be told?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I also have,
I was just hoping
like,
conveniently
somebody thinking
he missed
that. We actually used Drab's credit card for something. That wasn't very
did
smart.
Did he ever respond back to your calls?
Yeah, we talked to him. Okay. He's already gone. But
while
we were doing
a bit on the radio while we were trying to get a hold of him to make sure we got his card back.
No, I heard.
Him.
I just didn't know the resolution.
Did you ever think we were actually running up stuff on his credit card?
No.
Yeah,
I just
it was just joking around.
I have a sense of humor, believe it or not.
I
understand
one time,
exactly
one time
what
you have one.
I understood exactly what you guys were doing. I just didn't hear the resolution to whether he actually called you back and got the card or not.
The resolution is Drab's in Spain, and he ain't worried about it.
He said he had extra cards.
Roost, the Commanders are hosting 100 dudes for their visits all at once, including four quarterbacks.
Yeah, I saw that.
Where do you land on caring? It's different.
I mean, I don't know how you guys feel. Like, I wasn't able to hear a lot of the show on the way in because I was on the phone with my daughter. So here, like, what I would say is this. I think they each have, and maybe as a consensus group, they have an odds-on favorite. And I don't mean odds as in gambling odds. I mean just a favorite. And now they're just using this process to just check some final boxes, cross some final T's, dot some final I's. I mean, if they don't know what kind of work ethic, what kind of maturity, what kind of, you know, is a dude like Jaden Daniels and Drake May and J.J. McCarthy going to show up at 6 a.m. or are they going to Robert Griffin and show up at 7:30? You know, that type of thing. I think they know all that stuff by now, but they just want to cross those T's, dot those I's, that kind of thing, and find out what kind of personality they're getting, what in a little bit more of a private setting than you can, certainly at a pro day, or even like when they took J.J. McCarthy out to dinner in Ann Arbor, you know, I'm sure it was like kind of like an hour and a half, 2 hours, kind of quick, hey, get to know you kind of thing. But how many questions can you, at least if you spend 4 or 5 hours with a guy, maybe a little bit more, dinner, what have you, you can get a little bit more insight into what makes them tick. And maybe it rules them out as opposed to rules them in.
Roos, do you think they're going to tape a $100 bill in the back of every playbook and see who returns the money?
That's a good question. I would not.
You would not?
Yeah, I would just take it. I mean, Uncle Josh's got plenty of hundreds.
Are you at all aware of that?
You put some money in the playbook of mine.
No.
I'm going to say, hey, I got that money you left for me. Thank you very much. Yeah. And I could tell you everything in the playbook, but I'm not giving it back.
Yeah. What is that reference?
Shouldn't play them dumb games.
It's a movie, Draft Day, with Kevin Costner.
I know.
I have not seen that movie.
Right. I will keep it, though.
Lastly, Roost.
You're a smart man, Brian.
At times. But B would be smart and say thank you for it, so he's acknowledging that it's there. They can't really fire back on that. This is also a hypothetical, fictional problem. Often you stay here too late, so I want to let you go, because CK just texted he'd like to see you in his office.
Ooh.
Bring your bags.
Bring your playbook.
Bring your playbook.
Is he like the
$100 bill. Go Caps, Roos.
All right. Thank you, boys.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.